Welcome, welcome to another Harry Potter.
Hey Potter people, hey Potter people, we're always talking, you're always listening, we're always talking, we're Pottercasting. Hey Potter people, hey Potter people, we talk about the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah,
we talk about the Harry Potter stuff. We talk about the Harry Potter.
I heard you made out with a goblin.
Hey Potter people, hey Potter people, we're always talking, you're always listening. Hey Potter people, hey Potter people, we're always talking, we're Pottercasting.
What?
Today's podcast is brought to you by Borders. In May, thousands of Harry Potter fans descended upon New Orleans for the Phoenix Rising Conference. Borders and your friendly Pottercast hosts were there to take in the sights and share a lively discussion of the series that bewitched the world. Listen in and watch action yourself. Check out the Phoenix Rising Borders Book Club discussion at bordersmedia.com/Harry Potter or click the Borders banner at the top of the Pottercast page.
So welcome. We're very happy to be in San Diego because it's much nicer in the weather than some of the places we've been. We always start our little tour shows here with a little predictions exam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys think that San Diego has it, that you guys know Harry Potter the best, and come July 22nd, you'll win our little predictions test.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? That didn't sound so convincing. San Diego has it?
Yeah!
Okay, you guys
claim
to know your Harry Potter?
Jeez.
John's going to hit you with the first question.
Okay, question number one. The biggest question of the whole everything. Will Harry survive book seven? If you think he will, cheer when I say 3, 2, 1, cheer. And if you think that he will die by the end of the book, cheer right here.
Yeah!
A few.
I liked him until that.
A few.
I did. He's wearing a Pottercast shirt and a rent jacket. They can't not like him. But now you think that Harry's going to die. We can't be friends.
Aw, sad.
I'm tear. He's doing the tear. Okay. Well, we'll see. So you guys think that Harry's going to live.
Okay, all right.
Snape. If he's good, make some noise. If he's a very bad man.
No one thinks he's a very bad man.
Well, she was going to say something, but her friend covered her mouth.
Oh.
I noticed her friend is a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, it's well.
This goes out to Sue. Sweet. Very nice. Sue had a personal commitment, but she'll be back with us next week.
Yep.
We miss her.
We miss her.
Number three.
That was the first time a city has ever had almost next to no noise for Snape as a very bad man.
Yeah.
That's
he
something.
A couple that, of sour
that says
sports.
Something.
Spoiled sports, ruining the fun.
Mm. Well, number three was about Hogwarts? Oh, is Mr. Harry a Horcrux? If you think he is a Horcrux, make your noise here. Very little noise if he is not a Horcrux.
Short but enthusiastic.
Yeah,
very nice.
Well, right to the point.
Right to the point here in San Diego. We like
Diego,
it.
San Diego, he's not a Horcrux.
Number four. Will Harry return to go to school at Hogwarts? If you think yes. if you think no.
No more school for Mr.
No more school.
Potter. Sad.
And last one, so this is the last shot.
Number five. Will Grubbly Plank become the next headmaster of Hogwarts, which Captain Wizardry?
I'm glad to see you guys are familiar with this very new development. There was Dawes, and then there was Tony Mosley, and now he's obsessed with Grubbly Plank.
Grubbly Plank. Oh, I love the poster.
It's a sign. Dawes is my homeboy. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Have you seen the Dark Mark? Check out
no,
the Dark Mark.
A purple and pink Dark Mark.
Purple and pink.
Nice.
It's like Barbie hit the Dark Mark.
Aww.
Hey, Noe, I like your show.
I like it. I'm so dumb. I thought that said shoe first. Well, I guess they're pretty cool. Kind of old.
Yeah. What's that sign? Over there. It's a nice sign. Did you see? Oh, thank you.
Oh.
There was the squee
well,
there.
I had to make sure we saw that.
I didn't know. I was the squee, and then there's Bree. There's a Bree sign.
Oh, yeah.
There's one. There's something for everybody on that sign.
Yeah.
Aw. It's really nice.
I like it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Okay, fifth question.
What was number five?
Will we go and see behind the veil? If you think so, right now. If you don't think so.
No. See, I swear almost every city has thought that we will, and I don't think we will.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I don't understand what the point would be, except other than to kick Voldemort through it. I don't think you can go there and come back.
I said in another city that we can kick Percy through it, and I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah.
We can have Grop kicking Percy through it, and I'm okay with that. I don't know why lately, like this week, I've been down on Percy. Usually, you know, he's been redeemable in my for some reason. I think it's all the heat.
Sadness.
Percy. we have a canon conundrum for you all that we just...
Ooh.
I'm going to decide right now because we never we never decided in the car.
Anybody know what a canon conundrum is? Anybody who doesn't, it's a little bit... You don't have to tell us.
Fuck, you know what a canon conundrum is. Who makes our teeth...
Rabble rouser.
You know, rabble rouser.
Okay. Canon conundrum is a conundrum about the canon. What do you know? The canon being anything from the books or anything that J.K. Rowling has said officially in some sort of capacity that is a fact about the books. What else? A conundrum is a topic that we don't really know what the hell's going on.
A conundrum is something...
Same question. I'm flustered. I can't hear myself.
I noticed. We have to figure out... Something we have to figure out about the final book, about the remaining canon, you know, like is Harry a Horcrux and that kind of thing.
Yes.
We just heard today that the...
I remember now.
Yeah, okay. I said in the car, why don't we do this as a conundrum? You went, So, okay. There was a character that the people in the movie for the fifth movie wanted to cut out. And Joe said to them, "Don't, you're going to tie yourself in knots if you do this. Don't do it." And we're all, "Who is it?"
Be Dawlish.
And then this was in
you know, Dawlish, the role he will play will baffle all your minds.
Is it, who is it? Is it Creature? Is it Grop? Everybody's disgusting, you know? And then they had it at this press conference, and they made a big secret out of it. David Yates, all of them. Then David Yates sits down with MTV, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, it was Creature." So so now we know that Creature has at least a somewhat significant role to play in Book 7. So we want to discuss what that role
might be. What will be the role of Creature in the Deathly Hallows? That will be our conundrum today.
Well, you think Creature has a Horcrux in that little lair up there? You think he has the locket?
The locket that they were looking for in Half-Blood Prince ended up being...
The
some
heavy
other
locket that Harry touched in Book 5.
Yeah, the locket that they couldn't open in Order of the Phoenix.
Did that strike anybody on first read, too? A heavy locket that none of them could open. It's like a J.K. Rowling hint.
Yeah.
Mystery, you know?
Yeah.
And sure enough, a book later.
But notice it wasn't a heavy locket that none of them could open that almost burned all of their hands off until they died. Notice that. So that's just
that might have been a little bit more noticeable. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. So that's, so the horror...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay. If you can't get rid of Creature, because notice in a movie, if it's just the creature has a Horcrux, right? They could do that another way. Molly finds it while she's cleaning out pots and pans at Grimmel Place. Like, you know, there's a million ways to do it.
Aww.
So why do you need Creature specifically? What piece of information does he have? Is he, being Harry's, going to be an irreplaceable bit of canon? Like, you know, will he... just by the fact that he has to obey Harry, lead them to something? John?
I'm thinking about the cover from the UK edition, where we see something that looks like a little house elf / goblin / something out there. Could it be Creature?
I think it's Creature.
Could it be Griphook? Could it be Dobby?
Griphook, Troyer, maybe.
Yeah, he would be thrilled at that.
Don't you ever wonder why they cast Griphook in the first movie? It's the weirdest character to keep in, you know?
Key, please.
Yeah, we're going to cut. Yeah.
Lamp, please. Brilliant.
We're gonna cut everything, but
brilliant,
don't lose grip hook.
No.
You know? It's, yeah.
They can't see that at home. That's exclusive for you guys.
The worst noise ever. Thank you for
hook.
Making sure we got it.
Yes, my finger on the door, grip hook,
okay.
Opening the door. It's hot.
Now you know what it's like in the car.
Oh. Where were we?
Creature.
If Creature is hanging out with the trio and they're going on the Horcrux hunt, why? And why couldn't Dobby do these things? Why? What about Creature that makes him so useful?
Well, Dobby's not Harry's, per se.
Well, he'd do whatever Harry wanted him to do.
He would. He's free.
He's free. He could,
Dobby's free.
You know, if they had to... If they needed a house elf with them for any particular reason, you'd think Harry would be like, "Screw it, I want Dobby with me. I'll pay him whatever I need to. I'm not going to have the creature with me." So it's like they must. What is the creature is so much older, we think, than Dobby because he's so haggard looking. You know, maybe he has amassed more knowledge from being in the Black family about where he could find dark objects and things.
But it's going to be really funny whenever Harry tries to get it from him.
Yeah.
The creature's going to go around like ripping his ears off and stuff, and you know, just trying to stop himself. But who thinks that it is him on the front cover? Yes, of the UK edition. Do you think he's pulling them back? Or pushing them forward. What do you think he's doing there with the sword of Gryffindor in his hand?
He's about ready to stab Ron, wasn't he? That'd be frightening.
It's Ron's hand, didn't you know?
Was it?
No, the people thought when it came out that it was Ron's
hand. That's what I thought too originally.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
I'm like, look at Ron and his sword. That's so cool.
His hand is all gross.
Get to see him do things. And
then there was an ear coming out from behind Harry.
That could have been like one of those hats. Like, you go to Disney and you have the mouse ears. Harry could have went somewhere with the elves and...
And got an elf ear.
An elf ear hat.
And a Gryffindor sword.
I'd love to go to House Elf Land. That'd be so fun.
What? Will the House Elf Land be part of the theme park? Come on, John, put your idea in.
I'm going to write that one down.
House Elf Land. Eclair is appearing out of
everywhere. We'd have, like, all these Hufflepuffs with whips making sure they stay in line. That'd be awesome.
I'm affronted for Sue, who's not here.
Oh.
I'm going to do a Sue. No, John! No!
Not in the slightest.
She does. That's what happens in the car. She
freed them.
And consequently, they're not working in Hogwarts for no pay. But they're free.
She freed them. In case you're not familiar, I'm sorry, we're doing all these in jokes. John maintains to Sue, who is a mega, mega, mega Hufflepuff.
Yes.
Nice shirt. That Helga Hufflepuff enslaved the house elves.
Yeah.
Which is a piece of information he gleaned when J.K. Rowling's website said that Helga Hufflepuff specialized in, like, food and whatnot.
Yes.
So he assumed that because they cook all the food at Hogwarts that she enslaved them, and she's responsible.
They're there for no pay.
Okay, I get it.
You know?
You don't have to explain it to me.
They're not free elves.
They get free housing. But Sue, you know, he does this just to torture Sue and me.
And I don't know. I think we're going to figure that out for sure one way or another in Deathly Hallows.
Oh, yeah?
Those elves would leave if they knew any better.
I'm sorry. Who wrote this on your foot?
What do you think?
It says foot, LOL.
Yeah. Just in case I forget where my parts are. My foot.
Arm is up here.
Yes. What's that?
We found all sorts of problems in the past week, let me tell you. Spending 24 hours a day with each other.
Aw.
Aw.
Sadness. Aw.
Aw.
LOL. Where were I? I'm so confused.
Conundruming
me.
Okay, creature. Huh? He's dead. Regulus Black.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
Wrong.
Dead.
He's alive.
He's so dead.
What point would it be if he was dead?
He's dead.
So why would we just read and suddenly see, like, oh, by the way, I got this, you know, I'm looking for Horcruxes too, signed R.I.B., the dead guy that is going to have no relevance. No, absolutely not. He's alive, and he makes everybody think that he's dead, including Voldemort, who would come the heck after him if he knew he was alive.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's a little weird.
I don't know what purpose it would be to introduce him and to have him be dead.
Because Sirius seems well confused, well convinced that he's dead, and not only when J.K. Rowling was asked about Regulus, way before we knew about R.A.B., she said, "Well, he's dead, so he's pretty quiet these days." And she may be tricky in interviews, but she never lies. So he's dead.
So he's pretty quiet these days. Is that exactly what she said? Because that's pretty telling, right there.
Well, he's dead,
yeah.
So he's pretty quiet these days.
She could say,
"Well,
you know,
he's dead."
Well,
so he's pretty quiet these days.
I don't know.
He doesn't lie.
Nope. I think
she
just couldn't tell you if it was such a huge reveal for Book 7. She's
she
not going to say,
lie.
He might be dead.
She would say, somebody asked her, what's the deal with the Regulus? She didn't have to say he's dead. She would, and this was before we even ever heard of him in the book. You know? Huh?
What about a ghost?
He could be a ghost. He could be, you know, he could be any post-lifely.
I think we're going to be hearing from Mr. Regulus.
I'm sure we'll be hearing from him, but he's dead. The same way we're going to be hearing from Sirius. Did she say he's dead?
I don't think that matters.
It does matter.
I don't think she would say one way or another.
She did say one way or the other. Get over it.
I don't think she meant it, though. I think she was just kidding.
She doesn't lie. She doesn't say one. She does. If she ever says one way or the other, she's being serious. When she doesn't say one way or the other, it's when she can't. you know. And even Sirius says that he was sure that he was murdered. He wasn't important enough to be murdered by Lord Voldemort, which pretty much means that they probably...
But it's so not definitive in the books.
She said he's dead!
Aside from what she says in the book, it's very not definitive.
He's dead, John.
It's like, oh, I think he's dead. Oh,
God.
We think he's dead.
We're going to get off this topic. He's dead.
Oh, you say he's dead, I say he's not dead. We'll see.
Do you ever live to...
We'll see.
She has never once lied in an interview, ever. She would never offer up the information that he was dead if there was even a chance that he was.
What would happen if she said, I want to talk about him?
She said that to many questions.
Yeah, but she said
we'll hire time travel again.
No.
No comment. Who was there the night of Godric Hollow?
She no comments
no
a
comment.
Lot. And the no comments mean something significant.
Right, but when she says, oh, here's the answer, that's the answer. Sorry, I get very... He annoys me the hell out of me. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm sure Regulus, in all of his Horcrux hunting, knows how to turn off the spells on a house. You know?
If he was alive, maybe Creature then wouldn't have gone to Sirius. The only way... No, she still said he's dead, is if he made a Horcrux.
He could have.
I'm sorry? There's plenty of ways we can hear from him. He could be in a picture. He could be, you know, we can see a memory. We can see a flashback. You know, there's so much.
I think he's alive.
Okay, can we move on, please? Thank you. 20 minutes after the regular
I can't
discussion.
Wait to get to that part in the book when we see him talking, running around. I'm going to call you up and be like, hey, did you see that?
I'm going to be sitting right next to you.
Well, okay. I'm going to come over here and pop you one.
And he'll still be dead. It'll be a memory or a flashback or a time travel. He'll be dead.
It means another
And
dimension.
If he's not dead, we have Joe to blame, right? She said he's dead. We believe her, unlike you.
Can anybody
think of something she's lied about in an interview, ever?
I wouldn't even call that a lie.
That's a lie, my friend. He's dead. He's dead.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm bored.
So.
Are you bored of this conversation? I'm completely bored.
Oh, Pandas.
Creature, anybody got any more ideas about Creature?
Harry's going to use Creature the same way Regulus used Creature.
Harry will use Creature the same way that Regulus used Creature to go through the hot trials. And this is the assumption that the other person who helped Regulus get to that locket, because we've seen there has to be another person who wasn't magical enough or wasn't enough the same kind of magic to be recognized in the boat to get to that crazy, crazy green Horcrux thing, would have been Creature. And so Harry will use him the same way. Maybe that's what we're seeing on the cover, is them looking for a Horcrux and Creature. They look like they're falling backwards on that cover, right? Because their hair, at first I thought they were coming forward, but their hair is like this, and that's when the wind is behind you, you know? Or it could be blowing in.
Sure.
Oh, you're right. They're running away from them, they're getting like shot out of a cannon style.
Yeah.
Wouldn't their hair come back, though, if they were going forward motion, artist guy?
Mm.
No. Really?
Not the air is blowing back.
If like a dragon's chasing them.
If a dragon's chasing them.
Or
something's chasing them. What do you guys think the dragon is? On the cover. I mean, what do you think it is? Like,
Norbert.
It's not Norbert. Oh my gosh.
Get out of here.
You're out, Sam. This is our friend Sam. I thought it was Norbert when I first saw it. I freaked out.
I didn't think it was Norbert.
And then I saw it closer and there were no pupils.
No.
Antipodean. Who has heard the Chinese fireball theory now? Yeah. Somebody came up to us in Chicago and said, hey, I have this theory. They showed us Fantastic Beasts. In the description of the Antipodean opal eye, it says that in very rare circumstances, you can have a hybrid. And if you look at the dragon on the cover, yes, he's got no pupils, but he also doesn't have the iridescent scales that dragon should have.
No.
And has a beard. And the only other dragon to have a beard is the Chinese fireball. And what's the dragon right after that line in Fantastic Beasts? The Chinese fireball.
Yeah.
So it could be a hybrid.
I don't know what is so why it's so rare. You're just gonna have, you know, a mommy Chinese fireball and a daddy Antipodean opal whatever. You know.
Antipodean opal.
Antipodean.
Somebody actually came to the Tucson show with they called it a demonstrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do this really quickly, but they showed us that the Antipodes Islands are near Australia, which is where, or New Zealand, which is where those dragons are supposed to come from. And an antipode is like where we're standing on the Earth, right through the Earth to the other side. That's the antipode. And apparently, from these islands, is Bulgaria, is the antipode. So, Bulgaria.
Do you think they call them Antipodean opalies over there, actually in Australia?
No, I don't.
Because that would be kind of weird.
I think
that'd be like calling it French fries in France.
Yeah.
No, she's
or
like,
here.
Yeah. Here.
Or Freedom Prize here. gross
prize.
Anyway you cut it. No, cause they said that English people refer to the Antipodean Islands as such, but other people don't. So it makes sense that the guy who wrote Fantastic Beasts, for instance, mm-hmm. referred to them as Antipodean.
Hmm.
All right, well, I don't know. What have we decided about Creature? Anything about his role?
He's
that he'll be used?
Gross looking.
I think you're right, Republican guy. I think you're not a Republican, but the shirt, interesting. I know, I don't want to say it on this because we get emails, but it's an interesting shirt.
I guess we're not going to get emails calling somebody Republican guy.
It's not an insult. It's just Republican guy.
Now it is.
It wasn't meant to be an insult.
You just
Jeez.
Inferred that it could have been.
I'm going to tell the editors to cut this out.
Aw.
No. Oh, jeez, man. Come on.
Oh, well.
I'm on your side. But yeah.
Final thoughts about Creature.
Final thoughts, anybody, about Creature.
Gonna help hunt for Horcruxes, absolutely. How the heck are they gonna get along?
They're not.
They did not get along last time. They're gonna come along on their journey.
Hermione, yeah. I want Dobby along so that they can finish their fight.
Yeah.
So bad. They were gonna rip each other, you know, loincloth from loincloth. It was gonna be funny.
Whoa.
John had to go there with it. Thanks, John.
Dude.
I appreciate it.
Straight to DVD.
Straight to DVD. Okay.
Jeez.
Well, it's time to duel. We've been playing this and everything.
Yay.
And it's always fun. And as the shows are starting to come out online, we find that people know that we've been playing it in every city, so they get all excited.
Yes.
So who knows what game we're about to play right now. Nice.
We've done a cool thing starting yesterday where we bring up pairs of people. So we can go a little further. Yeah, so it's 2-on-2. So what we'd like to do is like to get somebody from each house up here. And we're going to start out with the Hufflepuffs. And
yeah.
The Herbert Hufflepuff right in front of
me. Oh, my goodness. Are you a Hufflepuff?
Well, you need a Ravenclaw.
She's wearing a yellow shirt. It's got yellow and black on it. So
Ravenclaw green.
You got a bottle cap necklace and radish earrings, even though that's Ravenclaw. That's cool.
We need a Ravenclaw. No, we need a Ravenclaw. We have Gryffindor.
Gryffindor?
Gryffindor.
Is there only one Gryffindor in the room?
How about the glasses back there?
Where's the glasses?
What's that? Who, you want to play?
Yeah.
Bree can't play?
No, you guys are all disqualified.
Bree's on.
All right,
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor,
right,
happy. Slytherin in the black. All right.
Over here, Gryffindor. Okay, they're near the speakers, so they need to come in or we're all going to lose our hearing.
Pretty close.
Come in. John, explain the rules, please.
You grab that mic over there.
Yeah, you grab that one.
I'm going to name a category, and we are going to come up with a list of things in that category, names, places, or objects. And we go back and forth between the two pairs here until one of them gets stumped and can't think of any more, and then they lose.
You can confer, you can decide, it's cool.
Yes.
When we start counting, that's
how long
we have.
You can't phone any friends, and there's no pulling out the audience.
No cheating, my friends.
Yes.
This happens in every city. We know you're doing it.
Cheating makes for angry pandas.
Give them a mic.
Okay.
Category. It's category.
The category is... Oh, this is really hard. I just thought of it, though. It'd be really fun. Food that has been served at Hogwarts Feast. That's crazy hard. I don't know if we could do that one.
Two of you guys, you can do it.
Oh, can make those earrings? They're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. Hufflepuff, start.
Tickle and Tot.
Okay.
Bouillabaisse.
Nice.
Plum pudding.
Disney Wisbees, I don't know.
Halloween feast thing?
Yeah,
they're
kind of the Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
Pumpkin juice.
Mm-hmm.
Black pudding.
Make sure you cut close to the mic.
Black pudding? Is that what it's called?
Audience, it's black pudding. Yep.
Okay. Roast beef.
Sure. There's some roast beef there, sure.
Like ham, I don't know.
That's a good guess. There's probably some ham there at some point.
I don't know.
This category is stupid. I'm just hungry again. Let's try another trial. This is fun. Quidditch players and the Quidditch Green Book. No, that's too hard to. How about magical beasts or creatures?
Yeah.
and a keychain.
Luna's
yeah.
Cat. Because when we were in New Orleans, John said somebody asked, "Do Luna's creatures count?" And he goes, "No, they have to be real."
Oh.
We're like, "Come on, we're talking about magical creatures here. We're not going to argue for reality." So yeah, okay, go for it.
Phoenix, Krempelhorn, Snorkax.
Oh. Everybody loves that one.
Sphinx.
Pixies.
Centaur.
Dragon.
Dementor.
Unicorns.
Aqua, Varus, Maggots.
Gringalus.
Whoa!
Luna creatures, she thought they were the brains.
Yes.
Wow. We could be in trouble here.
Gringalus.
Bogart.
Mermaids.
Basculus.
Denigais.
Giant.
Hippogriffs.
Mean frogs.
Luna. Huskins.
Oh. Mermaids?
Oh, you got to pay very close attention in this game.
Yeah.
Good work. Over here, Gryffindor Slytherin team. Woo! 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 Woo!
Gryffindor Slytherin for the win.
Very good, very good.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my God. No, what are you doing?
What is happening? I'm so confused.
All right. Who thinks they would rule this game?
Let's bring up one-on-one now.
That always happens. One-on-one. Every
one-on-one.
First round, everybody thinks they're a big shot. Yeah. You guys come here. You were here,
right,
here way early this morning.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da.
Ba-da. Awesome. Grab that one.
Ba-da.
John will give you that one. Ooh.
Ooh.
Category, please.
Cool. The category is Hogwarts students. But it doesn't ever.
Harry Potter.
Draco Malfoy.
Ron Weasley.
Pansy Parkinson.
Hermione Granger.
Vincent Crabbe.
Seamus Finnegan.
Gregory Goyle.
Gryffindor Slytherin.
Oh. Ernie McMillan.
Nice.
Lee Jordan.
Alicia Spinett.
Nice.
Neville Longbottom.
Alicia Johnson.
No!
Oh!
Somebody said Alicia Johnson
once. Psych.
Psych.
Okay. Oliver Wood.
Luna Lovegood.
Neville Longbottom.
I already
no! Good work!
Winner.
Hello Kitty lady wins!
Okay, one more.
Here's my favorite. We need a 2-on-2 here. We need some very magical, knowledgeable folk.
This is our favorite category.
Everybody's afraid.
Wow, look at this. Everybody's quiet. Nobody wants to do it? You were up already. Get out of here. Redo.
We got a red shirt in the back here.
Red shirt.
We got a green shirt in the back here. Let's take
a weird sister. And
we got this girl.
Is
that three or four?
That's four.
That is?
Yep.
Oh, where's the fourth?
Let's get the green and the green together. No. Can she talk? Oh,
very cool.
I'm afraid of her accidental magic.
All right,
okay.
Ba-da.
Is that mic?
Hey.
That mic?
Just making noise now.
It is making noise.
Come over here, there's a speaker door. All right, this is my favorite one. We'll be doing spells, curses, jinx, or, yeah, all those things.
Like a real duel. Sort of.
Awesome. I am in no way horrified.
The name of the spell counts, as does the incantation, just not both of them. So you can't say Imperius and she can go Imperial. That counts as the same spell.
The name of the spell.
Oh, she didn't like that.
Oh.
The name of the spell?
You can say Imperius or Imperio, just not both of them can't be used. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we'll wait for the pasta bar.
Ba-do-ba-do-ba-do.
This is the part we got out of the show. John. Oh, she's happy. Okay, we're ready.
I'd be happy with a pacifier.
Leave that. Okay. You guys start.
Bat Boogie Hex.
Lumos.
Jelly Legs.
Azio.
That's how I say it.
Imperio.
Lumos Salem.
Brick Decembra.
Nox.
Be sure to speak clearly in the microphone so they can hear you at home.
Go on.
I know you want to.
Bugger.
Levitation.
What was the levitation
chart? Wingardium Leviosa.
There you go.
Lumos Maximus.
What the Lumos spells all the over here?
Serpent Sortia.
Ooh.
Sectum Tempra.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
You can do it.
Oh, it says audience helping out here.
Alohomora?
There you are.
Me?
That was a complete accident.
You're such a slow move.
Oh.
Expecto Patronum.
She can't think while she hums, Sliver.
Oh, Vaticadabra.
Oh, snap.
Flipendo.
Yay.
I feel like personally offended that I can't think of any. Thank you. Oh, Hugger, what is the torture one?
Oh, my.
There's a burial, there's a Vaticadabra, there's the Cruciatus Curse.
Yeah. Whoa! Just in the nick of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick of time.
Bombarda.
Oh.
The big, giant, open everything spell that Hermione is in.
What if Harry bombarded Voldemort?
Get out of here.
Blast him back a mile away.
Yeah. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7.
She looks confused, like she's almost confounded or something.
Infinitum! What's that one?
What?
The last
one.
Bugger!
Good work! Yay! Though they did have three over here, so. I don't know.
All right, so this is our favorite part of the show when we get to hear from you, your thoughts, your questions, your this, your that, your whatever. So if you would like to request something to be discussed or ask a question to the crowd or ask a question of us, come up here.
Come up to the mic.
Give it to us.
Let us know what you want to say.
Come, go for it.
Everybody make a line.
Make
by
a line
the mic.
So that we just have.
Everybody
boom, boom,
make
boom.
A line by the mic.
All right, I have two Dumbledore theories. One is that he's an animagus demiguise because in the Philosopher's Stone he says that there are other ways to be invisible.
Yes.
And a demiguise, like in the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, it says that they have long silvery hair, like Dumbledore has, and that that hair is taken to weave invisibility cloaks, and so they can become invisible. And Hermione, in the third book, you know how she looks up the animagus and she says there's only 7? So she would know if it was on there that it was Dumbledore, but she says it's in the last 100 years. And Dumbledore, her J.K. Rowling has said, is 150, and he probably would have become an animagus before he was 50, so he wouldn't be on the list of the last 100 years. He would be in some other list.
Right. Wow.
So yes. Hermione wouldn't know.
Okay.
Also, my other Dumbledore theory is that it has to do with phoenixes. We don't know how, like, I don't know if, like, J.K. Rowling has ever said how phoenixes are born, but we know that they're immortal, right? And so, on the white tomb, you know how, like, it says there's a shadow that comes up that's like a phoenix? Well, could it be possible that Dumbledore became a phoenix? And, like, Fox, you know how his Gryffindor colors, he's maroon and gold? Is it possible that he could be, like, Godric Gryffindor somehow?
Like, not alive, but
like,
that's how phoenixes are made. Somebody dies.
Like, great wizards become phoenixes,
interesting.
Possibly.
That's interesting. I never thought
about
that.
I like that. Great wizards could become phoenixes.
Maybe Fox is Godric Gryffindor.
Yeah.
What if Fox was like, or Gregory Gryffindor, or like an old friend of Albus that died when he was little, turned into a phoenix?
Like the person that mentored Albus?
Yeah, totally. But that'd be kind of coincidental to have two people be phoenixes.
Do you really? That's a really interesting theory. I like it. Because then, but it'd be so frustrating to have him right there and he can't talk. You know what I mean?
He could like take like a quill in his beak and just be like. Horcruxes over here. Maybe. I don't know. You think Fox could probably is capable of speech? Or
no.
Text?
Text?
Yes.
Like typing?
Yeah. Fox takes out his little sidekick. And
the fox kick. Yes. Did you just do his claws right
yes.
there?
Yes.
Do it again.
I don't know. But, you know, why did that white phoenix thing come out of the tomb? If not just, like, for special effects.
Special effects.
Like, Mad-Eye put some, like, some phoenix firecracker by the tomb to go off.
Well, Dumbledore identified very strongly with the phoenix.
But
so
why did it... What is it? The white
maybe it's
a
soul.
The soul assumed phoenix smoke form?
But you would think that his soul would leave him at the very moment of the Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
when that
happens.
He wasn't
just waiting for the eulogy to be over with.
Yeah.
Okay, I can leave now. As a phoenix.
Yeah, I get. The more I think about it, the more I think that it does have to be explained. Why did Harry see something that was? And it did, but Harry was thinking that maybe it was a trick of the light. It doesn't necessarily mean that something phoenix shaped did fly out of it. I would just like it as a touch that he identified so strongly with them.
I don't like random
loyal
touches, though. I want there to be.
Could be his Patronus.
His Patronus is. Escapes.
Think of something happy.
Do you think there was somebody, like, do you think, like, there's some sort of, like, a wizard eulogy or something? Maybe unbeknownst to Harry, there's, like, a big, complex spell that's happening during that whole thing, and at the end of it, the
like
byproduct of the spell...
The soul or the last pieces of him, the last remnants are released. I liked the wizarding funeral, though. I liked that Harry's... It was so true. Harry just kept feeling like he wanted to laugh. If you ever lost somebody close to you, you know that there are those moments where you're just like, this is all so ridiculous. You know, you just want to laugh. But yeah, it was really great. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That'd
You've
be cool.
been very patient. Hufflepuff.
My name's Lily, and I have this theory that Alice Longbottom and Lily Potter were actually friends since they were pregnant at the same time and they were both part of the Order.
Yeah.
And we know that the Death Eaters went after the Longbottoms after Voldemort disappeared. And we also know that Harry's eyes are very important, and I think that he's going to visit Alice for some reason, the Longbottoms for some reason, and his eyes will be able to break the course that Lily has, and she'll be able to tell him whatever Lily's secret is, whether it has something to do with Snape or she was an unspeakable.
Lily's secret. Do you remember when the fake chapter titles for Book 6 came out? Did anybody before Book 6 get the fake chapter titles? One of them was Lily's Secret. I was bugging out for a day. Just to remember, Lily's Secret, Lily's Secret, Lily's Secret. And then it was fake. Sorry. So, your theory.
She's a man.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, it was Lily's News. It wasn't even Lily's Secret.
Oh.
It was Lily's News, so still.
What Lily's Secret could have been?
No, it's her theory.
Okay.
That Lily and Alice Longbottom were friends.
That would make sense if they were friends.
Totally right.
These orders a tight knit group of people. They all hang out and have dinner with each other at the headquarters. I'm sure they're all friends.
They have macaroni night.
To some level, yeah.
At the headquarters.
Chicken fingers.
I think that's, you know, we don't really think about them like that. But right, they both thrice defied Lord Voldemort.
Bring up the theme of love and friendship is very powerful and powerful branch of magic, and it can cure anything.
Yeah.
I would like Neville to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Neville's going to blast Bellatrix into the great beyond.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Oh, my gosh. Did anybody ever think... Somebody pulled me over at one of these and said that he thought that Neville was the... what's the character? Not Galahad, but... anybody know people who have no more knowledge in their head than me? Not Percival. Not Galahad, but... No. I'll think of it.
Who
I'll put it on podcast.com. What?
Who Neville is?
Yeah, because he's somebody that comes... Thank you. Neville. Like, come on. Ew. It'll come to me. Check podcast.com and I'll put it on there. Who else has stuff they want to discuss?
Okay, what we do?
Quiet, Sandy.
Order.
Quiet. Two. They come
I'm
in a pair.
Confused.
So this is not really a theory. It's more like a question. But
mm-hmm.
if RAB is Regulus,
who's dead.
Who's alive.
We assume that he's dead. But obviously he was killed for going against Voldemort in some capacity, but we don't even know if it was the Horcrux hunting thing. If he was considered unimportant by Voldemort and didn't get killed by Voldemort, I don't think Voldemort thought that he had his Horcruxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, if R.A.B. is Regulus, and he was a Death Eater that turned against Voldemort in this huge, huge way, like, delivered a people's soul up.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the other Death Eaters will turn against Voldemort, like, in the end?
I think so. I think probably a couple of them already are.
Yeah.
I always, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. I always wonder about Avery. They keep mentioning Avery and in very oblique ways, and at some point, somebody's really, really... Voldemort's really, really mad at Avery.
Draco.
I think it was Avery. And was torturing him. And you have to wonder if maybe he's trying to do something for the Order and just messed something up and is really on thin. But that's a totally out there theory. But I think you're right, John.
Draco, good turn.
Narcissa.
Yeah.
Pettigrew turn.
Narcissa, we even know
for sure if she's even a Death Eater?
She's a Death Eater, but...
She's just a sympathizer, a Death Eater.
Like on the perimeter.
I feel like there's a lot of sexism going on in the Death Eater.
I mean, you could be.
Who's just a weirdo.
You could agree with their cause and everything, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be a Death Eater to be in with their whole gang.
True.
She would have been summoned. I guess she would have been summoned.
Exactly.
But yeah, she's just.
She's not a Death Eater.
I mean, you know, there's such male chauvinists, those Death Eaters. No, seriously, you can imagine, because there had to be another female besides Bellatrix still around.
Bellatrix was the popular
the time
one,
of that.
I guess.
She wasn't there.
Electo.
Electo?
Yeah, when
it's a female?
When the Death Eaters stormed Hogwarts.
That was a female. Oh, that's right.
Very, very smart.
Let's see? But they didn't go to the graveyard either. Unless they just weren't named.
Maybe they were new.
They were in Azkaban? It's all very confusing. Who's in? Who's out of prison? Who's breaking out? Who thinks Lucius is getting out real soon? Thank you, Frack.
Come to all of our shows, Frack.
Yeah, you should be at them all. Yeah, I think Lucius is busting out.
Oh, well. We keep jumping all over the place. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I lost the train of thought. Death Eater's turning against...
Pettigrew will turn before all said and done. Draco will attempt to turn, except he'll be killed.
I think he's going to die as well. No, actually, I think he's the reprieve. I think she couldn't do it, you know? Snape, no.
You know, my thought now is, since you brought up, you know, Regulus again, do you think he managed to bring in other Horcruxes and leave them randomly around the Black House?
In corners, the Black House.
No, I'm just saying, why does the locket have to be the only thing he found?
I'm just surprised that he stored a piece of Voldemort's soul just in his house.
His mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his mom's house, exactly. Maybe that's why everything's so crazy there.
In plain sight.
Harry could get to another of the Horcruxes and find yet another magical piece of treasure map from Regulus.
Can we
and
the trophy that Tia Riddle's trophy.
Yeah, that might be a Horcrux.
Well, it is pretty cool that it's one house that Voldemort is unable to get to. It's one place that
is hidden
with so many different enchantments.
There has to be some way, though. There has to be some way. You can't have an all powerful anything in the world. So Voldemort could figure it out.
Maybe. Though he couldn't get to Godric's Hollow until he found out who this secret...
Well, there is, but there was, an opposite reaction for the Secret Keeper thing. It's somebody giving up the secret. So you need an opposite. We're talking about J.K. Rowling always has an opposite to her everything. So you have Avada Kedavra, which is the taking of life. The thing that counteracts it is giving life, putting your life in front of it, you know? So what's the opposite of a Horcrux? What's the opposite of the thing that happens when you create a Horcrux? Horcrux.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to meet her and say that to her once. And I'm
I will.
Gonna, I'm going to die.
I'm going to slap her across the face.
Yeah. It's going to be in book 7. Great answer. Well, thank you. I love your shirt.
Well, I have a hope and a theory. Can I tell you the hope first?
Of course.
Well, we were talking about Neville Longbottom, and it's my huge hope that obviously he comes back and is Herbology professor, and also that he comes back with a really hot Muggle wife.
I think you should. Yeah.
Like an actress or something.
Like blows everybody away. Yeah. Walks in and is the badass.
Exactly.
Emma Watson. Emma Watson?
That'd be hard to write in a book.
Yeah. Her name was Emma.
She was an actress who played another person.
She looked a lot like Hermione. Yeah. And Ron's all Neville. What you doing?
Yeah. Ron's totally confounded.
My question is, in the sixth book, there's a moment between Voldemort and Dumbledore in the office, and there's this, like, tense moment. And I was wondering what you guys, maybe the rest of San Diego, thought happened in that moment. Because, like, part of me was, like, desperately searching, like, oh, maybe he paused time and hit a Horcrux in the office. But that's a little, you know, out there. But I wanted to know what you guys thought and the rest of my town.
He turned his sword into a Horcrux.
I mean, is this complex spell that he just does while staring at Dumbledore, you know? He cursed, maybe at that moment he cursed the Defense Against the Dark Arts position.
Well, he's such a strong wizard, like, if normal wizards are capable of doing one, he's such a strong wizard, and nothing that great.
Maybe,
strong.
Okay, maybe.
Like, since we don't know what it takes to make a Horcrux, like, for all we know, it could be some tiny little spell.
Well, it's supposed to be really complex, is what Slughorn says, but then again, this is Voldemort we're talking about, you know?
Yeah. Right under Dumbledore's nose, though.
I don't know. Lots of things happen under Dumbledore's nose. Right? It's
something like that. I mean, something that is right in front of his face.
It's hilarious because yesterday we had opposite sides of this argument.
What?
Yesterday you were saying, oh, you know, plenty of things happen under Dumbledore's nose. And then I was saying, well, I don't think something would really happen like that. We have this exact
same thing. No, we got into it about how you said Dumbledore can't be perfect because that would make for a very boring character and a very boring story.
Totally.
But I don't think it's a matter of him being perfect. I just think it's a matter of him having a better understanding of magic than Voldemort, which, of course, you'd think would be the natural assumption, because I still maintain that Dumbledore was a more powerful wizard than Voldemort. He just chose not to use different kinds of magic, like McGonagall talked about in the very first chapter. The very first story is that he is the dominant guy, but he just doesn't draw the cards that Voldemort does. That gets him, Voldemort, ahead of Dumbledore every once in a while. But
yeah.
So I don't think Voldemort, especially all that time ago, is going to put some complicated enchantment on something to do with Dumbledore's school right in front of his nose.
But outside the castle, he was totally free to do it.
Outside, I mean... It'd be more possible for him to be able to do it, but Dumbledore can sense magic happening around him.
I guess, but you know, this is
like who was it? Joe said Harry the Potter's that he has echolocation like a dolphin, with magic.
Joe said in Harry and the Potter's.
No, Joe from Harry and the Potter's said
that
Dumbledore has like dolphin style magic sensing abilities. So.
Anybody seen our car? You see Wandacorn on the back. Yeah, there's a mythical creature.
When
y'all
go out there to sign our car, you'll see Wandicorn. He's part wand, part unicorn, part octopus, part lobster, part flux capacitor, and part, I'm missing something, dragon maybe.
Lots of fun.
But he can time travel.
Yeah, it's flux capacitor. Come on. Duh.
Yeah, crack. Hello.
She's back.
Just one more theory, I promise. Okay, this one has to do with Hogwarts opening, again, the seventh year. What I was thinking is that if it opens, there might not be enough students for all four houses to be open. So do you think that they could combine all the four houses into one for the last year?
Well, the Sorting Hat says we must unite from within or be destroyed from without, you know?
Yeah. So maybe there might not be enough students, and that's why they would combine it, and then it would fulfill the...
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a regular school year as normal at all, by any means. I think that it definitely will be school, but I think there will be lots of changes. And, I mean, just... You know, quick hazard guess. I mean, you have McGonagall as the new headmistress. You probably keep Slughorn on to be the new head of Slytherin. Hagrid jumps in for head of Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm. Which is so great. No, I love it. Hagrid should.
What's that now?
Yeah, we'll hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just passing conversation. I mean, I don't think if Harry doesn't go to school, that doesn't mean he's not going to come to Hogwarts for something. There's a lot that he needs to go there for, you know, including, for nothing else, that talk to Mr. Dumbledore's portrait. But just to have his ear in there
what
at Hogwarts.
That Harry's going to have a picture of Dumbledore in his wallet.
A wallet-sized Dumbledore. They got like a compass. They're like, okay, Dumbledore, I need somewhere to sleep tonight.
Right. Come on.
The Wizarding Motel 6 or the Holiday Inn Express?
No, those are our problems, John.
Yes, well, I'd have to relate myself to him.
Yeah, Harry on tour looking for the Horcruxes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's like. No, but he does have to go back. I mean, who else wants the big battle to be on Hogwarts grounds? I want battle royale. But then there's also the Ministry. There's also Godric's Hollow.
Godric's Hollow could be awesome. Mm-hmm.
But I really... Do you remember what Hagrid said in the first book? He didn't dare try taking the school, at least not yet. Not then. he's got to try for it, Voldemort, now that he thinks that Dumbledore's defeated him and he's all-powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Has Voldemort been to Hogwarts yet? Not since he came back. Nuh-uh.
As
Quirrell.
Well,
as Quirrell. As Quirrell.
I think it would be wise of Harry, especially if there's going to be a battle, to have their home base be Hogwarts. Where what a better place could it be, especially if you think they're going to be attacked? So, you know, try to, you know, fortify Hogwarts more.
Yeah,
and
I
just get everybody in there.
And like with the Sorting Hat.
Bring it on, Voldy. You know,
yeah.
Here I am.
Like, we must unite from within, and they do it. And they, yeah. they, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, come on.
And I could totally see, like, the castle helping the fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, throwing stuff down, like.
The arms, like reaching down and.
Shaking pillars and stuff, and maybe rocks falling at Death Eaters.
And
can you imagine all the Death Eaters trying to go up the stairs, and the stairs like whooshing around and knocking them all down.
Yeah, becoming slides, you know.
Yes.
Total funhouse of craziness, and I just lost my whole train of thought.
I don't know. I'd love.
How did I?
It has to be at the castle.
Yeah,
I think who was it? It was somebody in the movies or the game said how, you know, the biggest main central character in the books is Hogwarts the castle. It's there's so much to it, and there's so much that we have know nothing about.
How about the slogan, "Never poke a sleeping dragon in the eye"?
Yeah.
I always felt like that was saying like.
Never tickle a sleeping dragon.
I'm thinking of the other phrase.
In the eye.
Which is,
with a sharp
never
stick.
Never tickle a sleeping dragon.
Yes.
Whatever it is. It's like saying, like, don't wake us up. You wake us up, you're in for a dragon.
Does anybody else have the imagery of a bunch of Death Eaters holding, like, a huge log and, like, trying to bum rush the front doors to the castle?
This is not Lord of the Rings, okay?
And, like, all the inferior, like, dress up as orcs.
Orcs. We're not going to toss Flitwick over the side.
Yes, Flitwick.
Could you imagine? Throw me, Harry.
I can see Flitwick. Nice. I can see Flitwick jumping down like Beast in X-Men 3 with his, like, his arms all out like this, and he's lunging onto people. Oh, Flitwick. Okay. Flitwick is going to really kick some tail, don't you think? Dueling Master Flitwick?
Flitwick's a Ravenclaw.
Flitwick's...
Grop. Grop's going to just step on things. He's just going to be like Death Eater Squish, with Hermione leading him. You know, step there. Who thinks Fred Wolf is going to show up? Hagrid's mom. I don't think she's dead, no. I don't think she's dead.
Did J.K. Rowling say
J.K.
she was
Rowling
dead in an interview? She doesn't lie.
J.K. Rowling did not. And we hear about Hagrid's stuff. We hear about Giant's destruction in the West Country, which is where Hagrid is from. So I just have a personal little thing that it might be Fred Wolfo.
Let's try this.
Until J.K. Rowling says Fred Wolfo is dead,
I want to see what San Diego thinks of these magical creatures. I'm going to say a creature, and you're going to tell me if they're going to fight for the Order, fight for Voldemort, or just they're not going to care. They're not going to fight. Starting with the Centaurs. Are they good, bad, or indifferent?
Currently, I think they're going to come down on the Order.
But I'll send them. If the battle lines are going to be drawn, are they still going to be indifferent? They're just going to chill out and watch? Okay, how about the Giants?
Split
Giants.
Split.
How about the Giant Spiders?
Well,
those are the remains.
Yeah. How about the hippogriffs? No, of course, that's it. Witherwings is not going to turn to the dark side. Wouldn't it be bad if he did, though?
If Witherwings
after all of that,
side.
Witherwings, he's like, screw you saving my life. I'm fighting with Voldemort now.
Oh, what about house elves? Harry. Yeah, we keep saying that they're going to come charging out of the castle. Like,
yeah, it's riding on horses. The house elves on horseback. They're like, what are these horses doing? Oh, there's some house elves up there.
There's a banner with Harry's face on it.
The unicorns probably won't fight. They can't fight.
They're
unicorns.
Too innocent. They can't.
Who else? What are the other creatures? The Nindus. I want someone to get a Nindu and just...
Kill everyone?
A Nindu mask and jump into the Death Eater camp.
Nindu is that animal that with its breath can kill a whole city at once.
Yeah. Well,
he wants the whole book to die.
Dragons, we have Harry and them on the dragon already, so... Will all the dragons fight, or...?
I don't think the dragons will fight, but Charlie is probably really good with dragons and can help get them on the good side.
What about this? If the fight is at Hogwarts, will the mer people help out?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd be on the good side?
Yeah.
For Dumbledore.
They'd hit people with their fins.
They'd come up to the surface and sing. And everybody would run. because it's nasty.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Blessed and Screwed.
Blessed and Screwed. They might be indifferent.
I don't think they would know.
They'd be like, what? We're Scroots? What?
Do that again?
We're Scroots? They have no higher brain capacity other than to say our name?
We're Scroots.
They're Pokemon. All they can say is their names. Like, Blessed and Scroots! Blessed.
Blessed and Screwed, I choose you.
That'd be awesome. Lots of creatures going to be fighting this battle.
Okay, she's been very patient. Can she give her theory now?
Oh, we have more people out
there? Yeah. Sam's
not interrupting your... Okay, so I had an idea. Nicholas Flamel, I just came up with this strange idea where St. Nick... And the flames. St. Nick and the flames. Santa and Satan. I don't know.
Nicholas Flamel, secretly evil.
Santa Claus is
Santa
the devil.
Claus, if you do rearrange the letters of Santa, it does spell Satan.
I always thought it was kind of creepy.
I don't know. And I was just wondering.
And yeah. Also evil.
Who knew?
Evil incarnate.
I don't know. We need to travel around with Frank. He needs to be like our sideshow bot kind of guy.
Call him up.
So I was wondering, is Nicholas Flamel actually dead now?
He had enough to get his affairs in order. How many affairs did
could
he have?
Could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It could be. Who knows? I don't know. See, come in the day and all, you know?
It's one of those questions where it's like the same kind of question like is Dumbledore and Animagus. It's like interesting to ponder, but is it relevant to anything in book 7? No. But it's still interesting. It's just a matter of, I'm not saying it's not interesting. It's a matter of, would Joe find it interesting enough to put in the book? We would think it's interesting, but...
We've never met Flamel, so I don't think it's really that...
It's pertaining back to Sirius Black, like, if Nicholas Flamel is actually dead, and Sirius Black meets him in death, and Nicholas Flamel somehow has, like, some kind of storage of, I don't know, the Sorcerer's Stone, and he gives it to, I don't know, Sirius Black, and then Sirius Black comes back to life, and then...
Yes.
Woohoo!
So everybody behind the veil, grabs a piece of Sorcerer's Stone, and they all come charging out, and they're the new army... I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Like Lord of the Rings?
Sounds like the Fortress of, I don't know, what is it? The Phantom Zone.
Yeah.
They're all in the Phantom Zone.
His Dark Materials as well.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Help! Go ahead. Hello.
All right. It's less of a theory than more really wishful thinking on my part.
Awesome.
But what if Hermione was a secret Animagus? She got the idea from learning that Harry's dad and friends secretly did it, and she would have taken it on as a challenge.
She would be challenged by that.
She would want
to
do that.
If they can do it, why can't I? Hermione.
And she'd be like, check it out, Ron.
Hermione busts out of book 7 and saves the day somehow.
Yeah.
Look what I can do.
If Hermione.
Oh man, that's the
you
best.
Guys.
Mad TV reference ever.
This what?
Mad TV.
Oh. If Hermione was an Animagus, what do you guys think she would be?
Do you get to choose?
Minx.
Whoa.
Look at this. No, you don't get to choose. So what do you think she would be? It reflects your character. So like Rita Skeeter's a bug. Yeah, she's really smart to be an owl. Or a cat? I think Ginny would be a cat.
They've already got a cat, though.
McGonagall's a cat.
Lots of people think that Ginny is another cat Animagus.
I don't think she is, but...
She's an orange tabby.
And if she grew up in the house with all the brothers and she's trying to find some escape, and she could turn into a cat and just chill out in the backyard or something. I don't know. That'd be probably pretty handy of her.
I think of all the super Ginny theories that people get mad that, like, Ginny can do everything and she's perfect and la la la. I think that might, like, be pushing it over the top. I don't know. Possible. But thank you.
Ginny can do some bat bogeying, we know.
She knows this one spell, and she's awesome at it.
No, wasn't it... Did I ever tell the theory about how it's because she got all of the hand-me-down spell books from all the other brothers, and by the time she got them, the only page that wasn't ripped out was the back bow in hers, and that's all she had.
I like it.
That's what I thought.
Go ahead, lady.
All right, here's my theory. So, Voldemort wants to kill Harry Potter, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Lily gives her life, and so Harry has super protection from Voldemort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my theory is that Dumbledore knew what was going on with Draco and Snape. Snape, you know, and wanted, because I think Snape's good, so I think that Snape, you know, when he was killing him, Dumbledore was telling him, you have to do it. Dumbledore knew he was going to die and was giving his life on purpose to leave protection for, like, Hogwarts or Draco or, you know, whoever.
But you have to be given... J.K. Rowling explained this during the interview that I was very lucky enough to do with her in 2005. It only worked with Lily because she was given the choice to die or give up her life to try and protect her son.
And you say that often, but tell me this. When Ron and Hermione say... when Ron and Hermione say, oh, you know, Harry, we'll be with you till the end, you know, we die for you. So, you know, they're going to be up in front of Harry, and Voldemort's going to be like, get out of the way. And they're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, thanks for the choice. Now I'm going to get out here. No, if they were given the choice, they would stick around, too.
Not stick around, they would stand in front of it.
Exactly.
They would protect him,
exactly.
For sure.
So I don't think that, you know, we talk about anybody else's sacrifices for Harry not counting.
No, but it's not that they don't count. It's that the same situation wasn't given, so it doesn't work in the same way.
But they could be given the same situation.
No, but she's asking if Dumbledore did.
That's
not what happened there. You read the book, maybe.
Like, Dumbledore, all powerful and whatnot, could have fought back against Snape. I mean, if Snape was, like, bad and everything, he could have. And so he was, like, did it on purpose. Like,
yeah, that part is a little tricky because it wasn't like they were going to kill Harry. It was just, you know, he's going to be there.
They were there for I mean, it wasn't... I mean, if Harry had stepped in front of Dumbledore, then that'd be a different...
It's like,
you know,
Snape and them weren't aware that Harry was just, you know, hanging out in the shadows there, I mean, all invisible and stiff and everything. But,
I'm not saying for Harry.
Yeah.
I'm saying for, like, Hogwarts as a whole. Or even just for
but
Draco.
But
like,
he wasn't
for
given...
Hogwarts.
You know, he wasn't given the choice. I don't know. There might be some sort of protection, but it's not the same thing, I think, as Harry's.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think you're right that if given the choice at the big battle or whatever, absolutely Hermione and Ron would step in front of that curse.
They would make the choice too.
The choice. But it's not going to happen.
No,
but also Voldemort now knows the circumstances. He wasn't aware of it, the old magic, but he's not going to do that again. You know?
If a spell was shot at Harry, right, and they just stepped in front of it, would the magic even be there? Or would Voldemort have to say, I'm going to get you, Harry, and then...
They have to be...
Yeah, they have to, like...
They have to very clearly know that it is either step in front of this curse and save Harry's life, or they can't just have gotten hit by accident. No, because that's, remember, for James, it was the impulse to protect his family, and he didn't provide the same protection. It has to be like if you, I'm either you step out of the way or I'm going to kill him, then you say no, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's somebody's phone.
I hope we do learn more about the ways that, you know, spells are cast and blocked and intercepted and things. Because, like, in the battle, in the mystery, we see how Dumbledore summons objects in front of the spells and things like this. And, you know, if some curses can't be repelled, they're able to be blocked by rocks. So why can't you just summon rocks at any curse you don't want to hit you?
It takes a long time.
Where does the things...
It takes a long time.
Well, you could, you know, make a bunch of rocks in front of you and just be all like, Wingardium Leviosa, and all the spells come at you.
I understand, I want to see
some clear-cut rules. There's going to be more battling.
There's no blocking your Avada Kedavra, there's no blocking...
You can hit it with rocks and statues and things. It explodes into millions of pieces,
but
these statues.
You're not always going to be able to get a rock in front of you. That's sort of...
Why? You can have a whole bunch of rocks in front of you. You can summon them. You can accio them, conjure them, sure, make them
from
nothing.
Do you know how long that's going to take? Somebody will get you in that time.
Mm-hmm. You do it ahead of time. Be like,
don't listen to him.
Stack of rocks.
Don't. I will walk around with a stack of rocks in front of my face so I don't get randomly a Avada Kedavra. You could...
A fox to your arm.
Fox to your chest.
Yeah. And like a bunch of phoenixes because those aren't expensive.
They don't die.
You know, you
but they get smaller.
Chest.
So then you need to replace them with other small... helmet.
Like Hagrid with his whole thing of ferrets for
Buckbeak.
For Buckbeak.
Good, Sam.
Okay, I don't know why I'm freaking out.
Come to the microphone. How do I make it? I know this girl like
I'm gonna
a lot.
Eat
so
you.
What's the deal?
Okay, this is really lame, not important, irrelevant.
Go to the
microphone. Okay. Do you think because of the war,
that
we can't hear you on the
Muggles
microphone.
Will become aware of the wizarding world.
Do we think the Muggles will become
not
okay.
necessarily that they'll combine forces, but that because it's such like a huge part in the world, it's a huge war.
Yeah.
Will the Muggles become aware? He had a point. Frax here with me. Please help me.
Double Frax. Team.
I mentioned that it wasn't irrelevant because it was mentioned in the first chapter of the first book how he noticed all the wizards walking around, and if I think McGonagall mentions if the day that Voldemort was defeated is
sure.
the day that the
yeah.
secrecy was breached or something.
Well, also, I mean,
indeed, is yeah. what she said. It might be stupid. I thought
what purpose
shower.
would you know Fudge and Scrimgeour and all of them have coming talking to the Muggle, you know, Prime Minister if there wasn't a risk of it spreading over to the Muggles? You know, that was, you know, that's what they do preemptively. It's yeah. like, oh well, this is going to happen. That's what I don't understand about the Wizarding World, though, is that Diagon Alley you have to go through the brick wall and everything to get to it, and all these other Wizarding places. It's like, are we bending time and space here to that part of Muggle London suddenly having a wizarding, you know, area
yeah,
set to? I just don't understand.
You're not bending
you
time, you're bending
map
space.
Map that properly.
So you couldn't.
Yeah, it's very...
What did that have to do with that?
Because if something's happening in like the wizarding world, is it even visible, physically visible to the Muggles?
Not if the right charms are around it.
Do you think Diagon Alley has like this massive enchantment on it
yeah,
to keep
totally.
It squished
yeah.
into like zero space?
Yeah.
Is that something? What if that was broken?
Then things would
everything
things
would explode.
Would go boom, okay.
Everything would explode.
No, but Joe also said that the break between the Muggle and wizarding world was final. That the breach was final, they wouldn't join up. But I think that she also said that it's not irrelevant that Grindelwald was defeated in 1945, that the Muggle and the Wizarding World do feed each other. So it's not. I mean, we're not talking about widespread Muggles and Wizarding singing Kumbaya kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's actually another thing very, very thought provoking when we learned that there is a Kinsley Shacklebolt in the Muggle Ministry. If the good guys can put people in there, or Death Eaters could certainly put people in the Muggle Ministries too. Would they? They hate Muggles. They would love to figure out a way to corrupt them in a most efficient manner with their own government.
Yeah, no, but they'll use them for sure.
Yeah.
They will definitely
I'm sure
use
Muggles
them.
Are fully capable of becoming Inferi.
Yeah. Use them for Inferi. Who needs them?
Yeah.
Like vampires, you know.
They can be our dead monsters.
Also, somebody came up with a good thing in another city about, what was it? About the...
Lots of theories.
About how the Wizarding and the Muggle Wars feed each other, and that how it not being insignificant that Grindelwald was defeated in 1945. We were saying that maybe the connection is that, say you're a Muggle and you're a young Hitler, and you find out about the Wizarding World because you have an aunt who's a Squib, or you have an aunt who's a Muggle-born, whatever. And you're one of these rare people who are Muggles who know, and you also happen to be quite evil. And, you know, that could be people, you know, she could be relating these dictators coming to power, these really powerful people doing what they do through exploiting magic partly in some way. You know, Hitler, my God, that would explain a lot, you know, and unfortunately, but yeah. Well, I think that you guys have been pretty freaking awesome.
That's awesome.
You guys have been really great. Thank you so much, San Diego, for having us. And we hope to be back someday, and we hope we'll see you tonight at the Harry Potter show. Well, thank you guys very much for coming out.
Missed it.
I confess myself disappointed.
W3.
Oh, about time to.
Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.